This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
The election is over, which means it is time for pollsters to look at all the data and tell us exactly what the American people were saying on Tuesday. So let's get right to Attitude Check, our weekly partnership with the polling firm Gallup.
And the latest poll numbers suggest
margin of error.
There is somewhat of a disconnect.
It's conventional wisdom.
Our survey said.
Frank Newport is editor-in-chief at Gallup, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what do we know in the polling, Frank, about what people want going forward? What do they want President Obama, reelected President Obama, to focus on?
Well, we do have a series of priorities. Here it is. It's quite simple. You know, the economy, jobs, the deficit, fixing government, how government works, and then health care. The most pressing issue, of course, right now is the deficit, with the fiscal cliff facing us as we go forward towards January 1. And Americans are very straightforward on that. This is very simple. I've got the solution for you based on the public. Cut unneeded and wasteful spending, our data show, and overhaul the tax code. How's that? Maybe tax the wealthy. Americans would go along with that. But do those three things and all our problems are solved. That's what the data show.
So they want taxes to be raised, at least on the wealthy.
Well, they do not want taxes raised generically. The exit poll even showed that. There was a very straightforward question. Should we raise taxes to fix the deficit? And over 6 out of 10 said no. But separately, when you talk about raising taxes on those who make more money, Americans historically and even in the exit poll said yes. But overhauling the tax code makes a lot more sense to people. But that's a lot more simply said than done, as everybody knows who's ever looked at it.
So, Frank, as you've been combing through the data, as I'm sure you have you seen any surprises, anything interesting about the way people voted on Tuesday?
I think one surprise was that the turnout of Latinos was actually quite high, higher than some had expected. And that really shows a glimpse into the future, because that is a group in the American population that's going to increase in its size, and obviously. Now, what we learned is it is increasing in its importance politically at the same time.
And does it show you what we have heard over the last 24 hours from many inside and outside of the Republican Party, that given the changing landscape of our country, the Republican brand may have to change somewhat?
They're going to have to figure out a way of dealing with demographics, as somebody once said. Demographics are destiny. And clearly in this country, the percent of Americans who identify as non-white is increasing. They voted, you know, overwhelmingly for the Democratic candidate for president and probably will continue to do so. The Republican Party is going to have to figure out some way of making inroads into this group and convincing these people that the Republican Party represents their interests. Otherwise, the Republican Party represents, as we all know, and we've heard a lot of discussion of, a shrinking group of Americans today demographically, and that's not where you want to be looking forward in a political sense.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at Gallup, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.